Good evening, friends. This is Carolyn Evers, and we're here for our regular Saturday night get-together. And I like nothing better than to be here chatting with you, getting your input on to, you know, new things that are happening. Anyway, here we are. And our topic tonight, you know, I really try to make these things interesting. Perhaps one of the most sad disasters going on right now in the Gulf of Mexico, and it's on a lot of people's minds. And we've been, Richard and I have been doing some work with this, and if you were able to read the information on today's show, then you notice that Richard Presser is going to be on the show with me tonight. And our minds have been on the disaster. One of the things that we had done was to work with Mother Earth and have some of the people who are spiritually oriented to come together and work with trying to stop that leak. And I have been anxiously watching what's going on there, as so many other people are, I'm sure. And one of the things that I find of particular interest that we really don't hear elsewhere is the geology of the site. Matter of fact, there's so much about the incident itself that really has not come to people's awareness. So first of all, let me introduce Richard Presser. Richard.
Hello.
And what I want to mention to everyone is that this geology report is in one of our messages that we have sent out. And Richard, I'd like for you, if you'd be kind enough, to name the individuals who put this report together and where it is on our site that people can actually read it.
Yes, the two gentlemen concerned are Roger Anderson and Albert Boulanger of Columbia University. And the link to it is can be found in the Father God Daily Message, number 30, which went out today. And so if people are not receiving those, they can register to receive them on our 2012 Countdown website, www.the2012countdown.com. And if you register there, you'll receive those emails. And also, there is, these are going up on YouTube also. There's a very generous Greek man who's investing his time to put these up on YouTube for us, which is just wonderful. And so that link is available in that message number 30.
And how would people find that message? I know they go to the website, and then what do they do?
Well, in terms of getting that specific link, Carolyn, the best way to get it at the moment would be to find it on the YouTube site, because it is a message that's gone out, and we don't have a place where all of those messages are linked. When people register, they can also register to receive the series. So there's not a place on the website where they can go click and get that message. That link will show up in the YouTube version of this in a day or so's time.
But they can get the whole series if they sign up.
indeed they can, yeah. But they come at a day at a time. So start with message one and work their way through. They can receive all of the messages that we've put out from Father God and Gaia and I can't remember who else has come forth. Mother Mary?
Mother Magdalene? God.
Mother God, of course. Mother God. How could I forget?
It's not that you forget. It's just that we have so many masters and angels on the other side who wish to speak to humanity, and we're willing to relay the messages. And so there's been a long line.
Yes.
Everybody's waiting their turn. When you read the geology report, one of the things that you notice is just how unstable that area is in the Gulf. And part of it is because there's a lot of sand that has been brought into the Gulf by some rivers. And for those people who aren't too familiar with geology, not geology, but
geography, is that the
word? There you go, that's the word. This is, for me, this is late at night, right? So, if you're not familiar with geography, it might be a little helpful to you to know those rivers that dump into, or at least some of the rivers that dump into the Gulf, which is, Richard, I know it's right in the report.
Yes, the major ones are the Mississippi and the Rio Grande, and there are some other Gulf Coast rivers that flow in there, but they're the two biggies. And, of course, the BP well is essentially in the Mississippi Delta, under the sea, of course, but the Delta, as you would understand, flows out into the sea.
And so over the years, all of this sand has been drifting down into that area, and so that the rock is not as hard and as it is in other places. Also, which doesn't go into, this report doesn't go too much into that, but there is, he does talk a little bit about some of the plates coming together there. When the discussion with BP first started that this well was going to be dug, there was some concern because of where it is located. And there is a fissure that runs from there across the United States, and that's not discussed too much either. So, from what we can see from the different reports, it is not a very stable area. And then there was something else that I found fascinating was the salt that was there. Do you have your finger on that information, Richard, about the amount of salt that is there?
Well, I'm not sure about amount, but there is a lot of salt. There are sheets of salt under the sea floor, and so it's very interesting. It in many ways it's quite an unstable area. Of course, the sand, which is relatively recent, is quite porous. It's not as if it's had time to sit under pressure and heat and so form really into a rock. It's pretty much fairly, closely related to the original sand, and so the porosity is quite high, and then you've got these salt layers, all of which kind of leads to a structure which is pretty permeable. And to me, the thing that begins to come out of this is that it has me wondering whether in their attempt to close this well by mud or any other mechanism at the top, if indeed all that's going to happen is that the gas and oil, because of the tremendous pressure which is there, is simply going to find another way out through these very permeable layers. So it's a pretty interesting situation.
Indeed. And one of the things that I mentioned on the board here that discusses what we're discussing today is I mentioned the word Tesla. And Tesla was really a very interesting person in the sense that he came, you might say, before his time. And Father God mentioned something about Tesla, Richard, about where he came from, which I thought was rather fascinating.
Yes, he told us that Tesla came from another planet to Earth in that lifetime to really bring forth that knowledge, effectively to provide the method by which humanity could gain access to free energy. And so that's really what his mission was about. Not many people understand that Tesla was responsible for the original direct current power systems that were first installed, which were a pretty inefficient way to transfer energies, very lossy kind of system. And then he was also responsible for the alternating current system that we use today. And that's a much more efficient way to transport electricity. And that's really the basis of the whole system that we have in place today. So all of that, in fact, came from Tesla. But really they were only stepping stones to his greatest work, which was how to effectively harness the energy of the planet, the energy of the sun, in truth, and bring forth free energy for anything that would require it. But that never got to see the light of day.
Well, what I found so fascinating, it was really before oil companies came into their power, because we were using coal. And Tesla disagreed with pumping oil out of the earth. He disagreed with actually using coal. And as you said, Richard, just imagine what it would be like for a technology that could provide all of the energy that the planet need, and it would be free because it would be coming from the sun and other cosmic energies coming in. I mean, this to me is so incredible that a person could even conceive of these ideas. But then again, it was his mission. He came from another planet to bring this to Earth. So he wouldn't think too much of oil companies drilling for oil, much less drilling where they're drilling. So it was very unfortunate that he died when he did, and the information that we received was the fact that he came to an untimely, early death, that there were those who chose to see him cross over rather than to bring free energy into the world. So, folks out there, if you like our topic and you wish to join in with sharing with us some information that you have or asking some questions, our toll-free number here is 888-815-9756. We'd love to hear from you. Now, Richard, should we go into this message? Before we bring in Father God's message, maybe what we should mention first is that Richard has been bringing in messages from Father God for some time now. He talked about it earlier. You could sign up for these on our website. They're on YouTube. And it is something that we teach people who join us for a private session for a soul healing reading. And just tell people a little bit about that, Richard, how we communicate with Father God, and how people can learn how to do this.
Yes, it's interesting. The way we live today is very much focused in the left brain, which is the logical, rational, analytical side, and indeed, the way we're educated and many other elements in our world really encourage us to focus on the left side of the brain. And our wisdom, our intuition, our creativity, and indeed our ability to, you could say, communicate with other forms of consciousness, I guess is the best way to express it, all occurs through the right side of the brain. And from a historical perspective, before the fall in Atlantis some 13,000 years ago, the right and left brain were much more integrated together, and so they worked much more in harmony. And you could say there was much more understanding between the two halves of the brain than there currently is. And as we approach ascension, which is due to occur at the March equinox of 2013, then that integration will be re-established once more. In fact, it's occurring now. The energies that are coming to the planet are fostering that regrowth, you could say, of the corpus callosum. So the way most of us live is very focused in that left brain. And if we begin to recognize that we, in truth, have all are spiritual beings and have these spiritual abilities, then we can begin to wake these up. And it's through our intuitive skills in the right side of the brain that we can communicate not just with beings like Father God or Yeshua or, you know, Archangel Michael or any of these sorts of beings, or indeed anyone that we might know that has crossed over, family members, for example. We can communicate with them in this way also. But also we can communicate with the physical body, with our higher selves. It's just amazing what's possible. And this has been completely forgotten. So it's part of what we teach people is to how to begin to do this, to begin to open up to this extraordinary wisdom that's available to us. Because, for example, our physical bodies carry extraordinary wisdom, and they'll talk to us about, you know, are we eating the right things? They'll tell us how, our bodies will tell us how to tune our diet, whether to drink more water, how to lose weight. There's a whole range of things that are possible here, and these are some of the things that we teach people during these calls. So, and it's really something that we can all do. We kind of look at it as being a little strange, but in truth it's a skill, it's an ability that we all have. We just haven't practiced it. We haven't remembered and done the practice to reawaken it.
And so if people wanted more information about that, Richard, would you be kind enough to tell them where to go and get that?
Yes, there's, if they go to the MetatronMinutes.com website, and there you'll see a menu on that page to the left, and I think they're listed as Metatron Soul Healing. Anyway, you'll see the healing link there, and just click on the link and you'll see the details of what those calls are about and some testimonials from people that have worked with us on those calls.
Folks, just a reminder, time passes by fast and an hour show does not last long. It seems like you start and before you know it, it's over. So if you have some questions, want to share something, the phone number here is 888-815-9756. And as Richard and I planned this program before it started, one of the things that we found interesting is Father God wanted to give a message live with regards to this very topic that we're talking about. So, Richard, if you'd be kind enough to connect with Father God and share with us what he's saying about this.
I'll be happy to do that. And he is here. And he is saying, I wish to take this opportunity to share with you my thoughts on what is unfolding in the Gulf and the connection, you could say, with the work of Tesla. Because there is a connection, and on a level, there was, you could say, an allowance made for this event to occur by the spiritual hierarchy, not to create a lot of damage, but really is a wake-up call to humanity, because firstly, it was never intended for humanity to bring the oil out of the planet. It was never placed there for that purpose. And people look at the oil and analyze how it was formed and so on. But in truth, it's no accident that it's there. It was placed there as part of the design of the planet. And the oil is like the lubricant of the planet. If you examine the locations where oil is present, you'll find it tends to be along those plate boundaries where there is movement. And so it lubricates that movement. And as that oil is removed, then that movement is less fluid, you could say, and much more prone to be occur in a jerky manner, which in your terms are earthquakes. So you could say by pumping out the oil, it is much more likely that there will be earthquakes. And there are many other results, you could say, from bringing forth the oil out of the planet. But it's important to understand that it was never, ever intended for humanity to do this. And the, you could say, disappointing aspect is that the knowledge of the availability of what you might term free energy was present on the planet before the drilling for oil began in earnest. But those who controlled the power industry in those days of Tesla had no desire to see a form of free energy come forth. And those and other interests then moved into oil, and so you have what you have today. And so much abuse has come forth upon your planet as a result of the process of mining for oil. So many indigenous populations have had their life, their lives, their environmental context destroyed by those companies drilling for oil and bringing forth oil in those environments and leaking oil onto the surface of the planet and so on. It simply destroys so much. And all of this was unnecessary, indeed was never planned, as I say. And so it is a very sad thing to watch this abuse that has happened upon your planet. And this abuse is getting recognition as a result of what has happened. And I do not wish to speak more about this particular oil spill, you could say, other than to mention this fact. It truly is causing a much greater awareness of how unacceptable it is in so many ways to take these incredible risks for so many people and so much of the environment. So many animals, so much sea life, so many plants can be incredibly impacted by this leak. And so returning to Tesla, as Richard said earlier, he came from another planet for the specific purpose of bringing forth this knowledge. And those that have studied Tesla will have realized he was a very unusual man, a very quirky man, some very odd views. And a lot of this was related to the fact that he simply found it quite difficult to be in a human body. It's not something he was used to. And so this came forth in some rather strange views, you could say, on how people might behave and so on. Quite unusual. And really this arose, as I say, because he was not used to living in a human body. So he came here to bring that knowledge forth. And as Carolyn mentioned, he was, you could say, compromised. He was prevented from bringing forth the true knowledge, the true wisdom that he came to bring forth. And so that is how things have worked on your planet for many thousands of years. You could say it is evidence of the work of the dark, those who wish to control, those who wish to exploit humanity for their own benefit. And what happened to Tesla is a very good illustration of this process at work. And I mention it because it is time for it all to come to an end. And that is what this process of the next 3 or so years are about upon your planet, this preparation for this extraordinary change, the ending of these abuses, and a transition in vibration, perhaps might be the way to express it, a transition in consciousness, a reawakening of the human being to who and what they were before the fall in Atlantis and all that has flowed from that. So that is all I wish to say today. And I thank you for the opportunity to come forth in this way. And so it is.
And so it is. And Father God, thank you so much for giving us some enlightenment on this, because I don't think this is something that people really understand. The purpose of law placed in the planet in general. And so thank you for bringing that forth. I'm sure it will open up some thoughts on the matter. And as Richard and I were planning this show tonight, as happens so many times, people on the other side are so aware of what we are discussing. And Mr. Tesla had come to us earlier, actually, discussing some mathematical work that he was doing. And he popped in earlier and asked if he could express a few things on the show today. And I said if we had enough time, we would certainly allow him to bring forth some of his viewpoints. And with that, Richard, if you'd be kind enough to tell us what Tesla had in mind, we would appreciate it.
Well, let him speak for himself, huh?
Well, that's what I had in mind.
And he is here. And he is saying, I wish to come forth and share my perspective on what happened in my lifetime and also what is happening now. It is said by many that I was quite naive when I lived upon your planet. And as I look from where I am now, I would agree with that assessment. I understood so many things. I was blessed to have very great abilities as a human being to understand so much. So much understanding simply flowed through me. Yes, people give me the credit for what I was bringing forth, but really I came as the one to bring that knowledge forth. Not that I created that knowledge, I simply expressed it upon your planet. And so there was a plan, you could say, to introduce electricity in a form that could contribute to raising the standard of living of humanity. and the forms of electricity that Richard mentioned earlier, the direct current and the alternating current format, were simply stepping stones, you could say, for the rather grander plan, which saw being able to harness, you could say, the energy flow within the planet in a manner which brought forth more than enough energy in a form that could be utilized. And yes, this was being brought forth as electricity, and that is why those earlier mechanisms, you could say, of direct current and then alternating current were stepping stones, because electricity is such a flexible form of energy. You can just turn on a switch and it flows forth. And if you have electricity available in, you could say, a free form, then you can convert that energy into so many other things. And so that was the vision, you could say, for all of this when I came to your planet. But as you know, that did not unfold. There were those who did not wish to see free energy come forth upon your planet. They could see that they could make far too much money and have far more control if they built up the second stage of electricity, if you like, that I brought forth. That is the alternating current system, and that is what now causes these snakes of wire all over your planet, distributing this alternating current. And all of that would be unnecessary with what I had in mind. All of that wiring that is all over your planet is unnecessary to bring forth electricity to every home upon the planet. And I mention this because it's important for humanity to understand what has been lost, what was taken from them by those who wish to control for their own benefit, because that in truth is what has happened here. Humanity, you could say, are slaves to this system. You really have no choice but to buy your electricity from the grid, from whoever supplies it to you in your area. And that entire system is based upon burning what you call fossil fuels of one sort or another. Yes, there are limited capabilities such as hydroelectricity, and I had a hand in that source also. But most of it comes from burning fossil fuel, and it is just so unnecessary. It saddens me to watch. However, I am coming forth at this time to share this because it is the plan of the spiritual hierarchy, you could say, those who oversee the progression of consciousness of humanity. It is the plan to bring forth once more the equations, the understanding, the technologies that I was bringing forth at that time. And that information is still present on your planet, but it is well and truly controlled by those interests who gain their power and control through the existing infrastructure. And so it needs to come forth in a different manner. And it will come forth in a different manner. There is a plan in place, and it will be implemented over the coming months and years. This knowledge will come forth once more, and it will become available to humanity as it was planned. And so it will be available on what is being called the New Earth, when those of humanity who choose to ascend do so in that 2013 time frame of your time, that my technology, if you wish to call it that, the technology that I came to bring forth will be available in that environment on the new earth. And life will be so much freer, so much better, if only for that, but for so many other reasons. So I wanted to come forth and just share these thoughts with you to bring forth some understanding that this was present, indeed is present upon your planet, but is hidden from you, and it will come forth again. It truly will come forth again and begin to be utilized once more. And so it is.
And so it is. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Tesla. That there was some very interesting information there. Before we discuss that, Richard, I believe we have a caller on the line. Do we have a caller on the line? Perhaps not. I thought we did.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hey, this is Dale from Florida. Good
Hi,
evening.
Hi, Dale. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes?
Well, the reason I said, oh, yes, because the topic of our topic in the beginning with what's going on in the Gulf has to certainly have a great import in your life right now. And that's why I said, oh, yes, because it's like, well, you're not in Louisiana, but you're looking down the pike, so to speak.
We're in the pipeline, but I'm in the Tampa Bay area, and if the tidal currents maintain their present movement, we should be okay. Mm-hmm. But if the hurricane comes, it's going to start ticking that stuff up, and it's going to go in the direction of the hurricane, and it's not only going to saturate. I mean, wherever the hurricanes that come into play is going to carry this crude inland, and it could. We have a recipe here for some serious disasters, but you know what? I'm trying to think good and trying to put out the energy that okay, we know the weather may be coming, but if we all collectively work together, we possibly can overt the ultimate disasters. But I wanted to also say, hey, Richard, it was
before great. You get to that, Dale, if you might just stop for one moment, because you brought up a point that I think is extremely, extremely important, and that is the human being and what they are capable of doing, both mentally and spiritually. And so I applaud your response to this, that thoughts, prayers, envisioning what you want on this planet is so important. And I wanted to touch on that so people, can really understand what you were saying. Yeah, so Richard, Dale has a question for you, apparently.
Well, I just wanted to thank Nikola Tesla for coming in. I just want to say, you know, I've always been an admirer of him, and I think that, you know, he did not die in vain, that his technology will be used on the new earth, and I'm not seeing it yet, but I'm feeling it. Mm-hmm. And I am getting very attached to Gaia. Today I had a major revelation that came into play. I became more aware of my astral being. Mm-hmm. And Carolyn, I really called to ask you if you could see, or if the angels could tell you, on what level or dimension is my astral being? Did it come from?
Now,
but if you don't want to answer, that's okay. That's fine. I just wanted to touch base on this.
We'll see what we can address that. But you were discussing Gaia, and
right.
Mentioning her, and we have a protocol, the Hara protocol, that one of the directions that it takes you is to the center of the earth. And many times when people do this on our soul healing conference calls, they come in contact with Gaia. She is right there. And would you like to hear a message from Gaia to you, Dale?
Yes.
Richard, I'm going to hold the space for you if you'd be kind enough to tell Dale what our beautiful Gaia has to say.
Hmm, okay. And she is here. And she is saying, "Dear Dale, I welcome you to this radio show, and I appreciate you calling in, because although you are not aware of it, you have worked with me over many lifetimes, and it is no wonder, no surprise perhaps, that you are feeling a growing connection to me, because it is a connection that is quite an old connection. As I said, we have worked together in many lifetimes, and if you learn how to communicate with me as Carolyn and Richard can do and many others that they have taught, then I would welcome you doing that and reconnecting with me, because there is work that we had planned to do together in this mission of yours, and I would like for us to complete that work if you are willing. And so that is my message to you today. I truly welcome this opportunity for us to reconnect in this way." And so it is.
How beautiful. Dale, awesome. What does that make you feel like?
It's a familiar. It's very familiar and a shock too at the same time on my human aspect. But, gosh, it just feels right. I have so many mixed feelings, and I'm getting into that, and I'm trying to keep my concentration level here and balance. I think she's in real need of a lot more of us right now, and I think there's a lot of us that are waking up. But what I've been doing is going to people that I know that are not plugged in and not woken up, and just nudging them a little bit and saying, "Hey, you know, people are wanting to know what's going on. I can get them steered in the right direction if you're willing." And I think this is where I'm being guided to do it, because, you know, as we all know that, you know, Gaia does use, you know, does receive from us as well. It's a give and take. And right now she's hurting. Right now she's really hurting. And we can give her the power she needs to heal. And I think she's going to turn this off in the Gulf when she's ready. Or if the consciousness won't allow it, it could go the other way. So I don't know.
Now, what would you do to try to connect with Gaia? Have you done that?
Well, actually, I started something here this week, and I took an old comforter off the bed, and this week, starting with the first night of the full moon, out there at midnight, I just get out there in the comforter and just lay flat, just a pair of shorts. And I can do it here in Florida now. It's warm enough.
Really?
I'm just out there with a pair of shorts on, and I'm just, you know, just letting my mind open and connecting and just saying, okay, I'm here for you. You know, whatever light is being emanated right now through the moon and whatever powers, I'm open to give it to you. And let's see, you know, you're welcome. You're welcome to mine. And just, I'm very appreciative of, I tell her that, you know, I'm very appreciative that, you know, what you have given us. I'm very thankful for it, and I wish to continue if it's in the cards. But I'm also aware that she, in tune as well, may be preparing for her ascension. And I'm trying to plug into that as well.
You're talking about, you did say the new moon, didn't you?
Well, the new moon we're in now, yes.
Well, the reason that I asked is because on one of our Father God messages, he gave such a beautiful explanation of what the new moon is. Richard, why don't you touch base?
Just to be clear, I think they're talking about lying out under the full moon that's just arrived in the last couple of days.
Well, that's why I asked the new moon. I was trying to connect if he said new moon or full moon.
No, this yeah, you're right. This new full moon that we're in currently now.
Okay.
Sorry.
I got confused.
Sometimes
Richard,
my mind runs away from my lips, you know.
Right. No, I got it. Richard, you can tell him in a sentence or two about what a new moon is and what this particular full moon represents.
Yes. Well, Dale, you probably, it sounds like you track some of our work, do you? Do you see the emails that we send out, the messages that we send out?
No, actually, tonight's the first night I tuned in to have one.
That's cool. So the energies that are associated with this full moon, Carolyn and I took messages from Yeshua and Mother Mary, I don't know, about a week ago now, maybe, last Tuesday, so not quite a week ago. And what Yeshua was saying was that the energies that are coming in with this full moon are the Christ consciousness energies. People tend to associate that word Christ with him, and you know, he explained in that message that really it was the state of consciousness that he achieved, and it really, you know, that term applies to that. And the Christ consciousness energies used to be present on the planet before the fall in Atlantis, and they are returning, and there have been particular events where those energies have come forth in recent years, like the harmonic convergence in 87 and other events since then. And however, what's happening is that those energies are beginning to come to the planet with this full moon, and will remain, but particularly with the coming solstice, they will really flood the planet. And really, they are the energy. Sorry?
Things have been happening to me that we would call a supernatural to me here. You know, it's been subtle things, but I've been aware and becoming more aware and more open to it. And I really feel it's a divine power. I don't know if it's coming from Gaia or coming from the Ascended Masters, but I've been told by others that I do, and I am continuously surrounded by multiple angels. And maybe this ties into your program tonight and why I'm calling in, but I get it. I'm beginning to understand it.
Richard, tell him where to go to sign up for the messages, because I think he would enjoy receiving them. We send it out to people's email addresses.
A monthly newsletter?
No.
No, we send out quite a few messages. The Father God messages, that series, I mean, it's sort of roughly daily, though we've had a couple of weeks off for various reasons. So they're quite regular messages, and then we have we take a message for each of the key dates, you could say, the full moons each month, and also the solstices and equinoxes, and occasionally numerologically significant dates.
Uh-huh.
So you know, all of the dates which are energetically significant, you could say. So there's a bunch of those that we put out. So if you're interested in those, just go to the 2012countdown.com website, and you'll see there on the bottom of any page a place where you can just enter your details and register, and that's it.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, thank you all very much tonight. It was a real pleasure.
Well, we're glad that you called.
Yes.
Enjoyed having you.
Take care.
Well, yeah. Stay with us. We'll be back next Sunday. or next Saturday.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Carolyn. It was great to talk to you. And
Good talking to you, Mr. Professor,
Richard. And God bless, and talk to you soon.
Great.
You too, Dale. Thank you.
And so, folks, we have about another 5 minutes. If you want to get in, now's the time. It's 888-815-9756. Richard, I think Dale brought up, some interesting thoughts about connecting with people on the other side, and we didn't really get into this as much as perhaps I would like to, and that is using the intuitive side of your brain to connect with people like Gaia or Father God or Yeshua or Mother Mary, and everybody can do this. So until somebody calls in, maybe you can talk a little about this.
Sure. Well, it's kind of, I find it interesting me sitting here talking about this when, you're the real expert in this stuff. You've been doing it for 20 years, and not only are you clairaudient, but you're clairvoyant and clairsentient as well. So, I'm the amateur here. Let's get this straight.
Oh.
However, if anyone's ever experienced Carolyn when she's working with the masters and channeling, it's truly something to behold. What I do is pretty tame by comparison, let me assure you.
Oh, how sweet of you to say that.
However, it really is a fascinating thing when you start to open this door. And a lot of it is about beginning to trust the truth of yourself and beginning to understand that intuitive aspect that we all have really is something of a sleeping giant, because it's a guide. It's where, you could say, the guidance flows forth for how to live your life on so many levels. And if you allow it to open up and begin to become a guide to you, it's extraordinary where your life can go. And so that's one aspect of your intuitive capabilities. And the other is, as Carolyn was saying, is this ability to communicate with other beings. And once you begin to trust it and open up to it, it is incredibly easy, and you just, the way we teach it is to envisage, when you are connecting with a being, if you like, on the other side of the veil, simply have an image of that individual that you associate with them, and put that image, if you like, mentally in your third eye, and then call their name, and they will come forth, and then you can just speak with them. It really is that simple. It sounds pretty amazing when, you think this is not possible, or, there's so many skills and abilities we have as human beings that we have simply forgotten. And now is the time when these skills and abilities are beginning to reawaken. And as our work opens up a lot more, at this time we are simply working via the phone, really, with these healing sessions, as we call them, and we do some healing in them. We have a command which clears all past life karma, which is required for everyone who's going to ascend. They need to experience this command. But as time unfolds, we'll be running a lot more public work, and we will be teaching a lot of these skills and abilities in those sessions, because humanity needs to understand these things. We all need to begin to remember who and what we are, what we are capable of, that we are much, much more than what we take ourselves to be. We have much greater powers and abilities. And so all of this is beginning to wake up in this time. So it's just a fascinating time as these skills and abilities are beginning to come forth, and it's just a wonderfully joyful thing. Firstly, to witness people who experience the karmic clearing command, and I would add that the outcomes that arise for each individual depend very much on their willingness to trust what has happened for them. We've seen some quite extraordinary outcomes where individuals have embraced what has unfolded, and it's like their life can transform around them because all of the karmically driven issues, if you will, that have been arising in their lives can just dissolve if they are willing to allow it.
Well, Richard, we've gotten to the point where we're right up to the hour. It goes so fast, doesn't it?
It does.
So, folks, tune in next Sunday for some more. And until then, this is Carolyn Evers and Richard Presser. We'll talk to you then.
Bye for now.
Bye.